Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. Countdown to kickoff is on for the State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week on this Football Friday. Already started off on a Thursday with Jacksonville taking care of Tennessee. With kind of surprising ease,
yeah.
Gardner Minshew has gotten off to a very nice start to his professional career. We talked about the Tulane ending, lest you ever doubt Las Vegas. Why would you, by the way? But if you ever did, that's probably a game you need to go back and look at. Beating Houston.
28-7.
Not a very great start. Pretty uneven start for Dana Holgorsen.
Yeah, it is.
And the Houston Cougars.
He's more used to having a guy like Gardner Minshew as he is De'Arik King. And you don't want to stop De'Arik King from running around because he's great, you know, getting out of the pocket and beating you with his legs. But Dana Holgorsen usually just has a slinger for that offense instead of a two-way threat. And King, frankly, sometimes is a little too inaccurate. But not necessarily last night, but I'm just saying. That's kind of a different kind of toy that Dana Holgorsen has than he's used to. And that defense, though, has got to hold up better than that. You got to win if you're ahead 28-7 against Tulane.
I mean, come on. Come on.
Elusive running backs, huh?
I'm trying to think of, and I thought you threw a good one out with Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles could make you miss.
Mm-hmm.
Really could make you miss.
One guy that, I mean, you never, ever hear mentioned for really anything because he was never a workhorse necessarily, but he's kind of one of the forerunners of the third down back, Joe Washington from the Redskins.
Yeah.
Used to play at OU.
University of Oklahoma.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that could make you miss in a phone booth. Really kind of a jitterbug, you know, change of pace guy. Caught a lot of balls out of that. He played for a lot of different teams. But Joe Washington was one guy that popped into my head. Now, the three that the caller gave were probably the three best ones. Sayers, yeah. Sanders, and Peyton.
I think Bill is of it, and I think that Bill will chuckle at this. I think Bill and I are at least of a similar vintage. So let me throw another name out at you, Bill, that I bet you remember. It's probably a little bit before your time because it's a little bit before my time. How about Hugh McElhaney?
Mm-hmm.
Hugh McElhaney was kind of a guy that made people miss back in the day.
Averaged 7
yards
a carry. 7 yards a carry as a rookie, nicknamed the
King. He was fantastic out of the University of Washington.
Bobby Mitchell, if you want to go back in the day. Willie Gallimore.
Yes.
There you go, Bill.
No question.
There's some blasts from the past for you.
Absolutely.
A little bit of a mix of now and then. And a guy that was elusive maybe for a different reason because he rewrote the book as far as being a dual threat running back, Marshall Faulk.
Faulk was fantastic.
You couldn't cover him.
And I'll give you another one who was elusive, but in a totally different way, just because he was so damned hard to tackle, Jim Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not your typical elusive running back. But Jim Brown was elusive because you just couldn't tackle
well,
the guy.
Well, you average 5 yards a carry. You're elusive enough to lead the
right.
NFL and yards per carry for, you know,
mm-hmm.
for a career. So, yeah,
I mean,
by definition, sure.
I mean, yeah. There's a bunch of guys. So
Barry Sanders wrote the book, though.
Well, Barry Sanders and Gale Sayers are the two most eye-popping, elusive players that I've ever seen.
Yep. Just couldn't get those guys on the ground.
Yeah, because they were as good horizontal as they were vertical.
And, you know, that was...
That's hard to do.
That was really... And you are what you are. And Sanders was great in the open field. But whenever there was a broken play... I mean, he'd end up with -2, -1, -3. He had a lot of negative plays because he was, you know, basically trying to create something out of nothing. But when he had even a little bit of a crease at the line of scrimmage, the first guy was never bringing him down, ever,
mm-hmm.
you know. But he'd have a lot of negative plays. Part of it was because of the offensive line. Part of it was because he was always trying to make a play. But, guy, when he got out in space – and got into the secondary. There's a reason why they still show the highlights of him all the time.
Oh, no question. Yeah, there you go.
All right. So
there's got to be a couple of others that we've missed, but anyway.
Well, I mean, Tiki
Jamal Bart. Jamal Charles was a guy that was. Pretty good miss guy.
Chris Johnson. CJ2K, the guy from the
from the
Titans. Just because he was unbelievably fast. He was in his day, which wasn't that long ago, I think he'd probably make the list. 869-1240. Mike is with us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Chase, right on. If I was going to start a football team, Darryl Sproles would definitely be on it. I think that guy is unbelievable for his size and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine if Barry Sanders had Emmitt Smith's offensive line?
Oh, no.
That'd be
no.
What he
no,
would have
no.
That would have been criminal.
I mean,
no.
How many yards did he run in the backfield?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always having to make somebody miss in the backfield, always.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, have you seen that, I think his last name is Montgomery. He's a running back, and I can't remember which team he was on. I was watching this weekend, but he looked really good.
He plays
good.
For the Bears.
David Montgomery.
He's from Iowa State.
Yeah, he's with the Bears.
I mean, I think he ran for like 6, and then he ran for 9, and they took him out. And you didn't see, it's like that first half, and it didn't seem like again until the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, the Bears rotate about 3 running backs quite a bit between him.
Yeah, Montgomery, Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, and there's one other guy. Thanks for the call, Mike. But
yeah, I like Montgomery, though.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Scored a touchdown.
I liked him at Iowa State. He's a good player.
Yep. All right, WSU. We've got a couple of different things to catch you up on pertaining to the Shockers. Number one, the volleyball team continues their unbelievably brutal stretch of scheduling. They lost to 15th-ranked Creighton in 3 yesterday. They will play Wyoming today to wrap up the Creighton Classic. And, oh, by the way, on their way home, they're going to swing by Lincoln and play the newly anointed number one team, Nebraska. They were number 2, then Stanford lost a game. And they, by the way, they played Stanford also. Nebraska did. So, oh, man.
Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? That's where they're at. How about, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't notice outside of Wichita State a lot about volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
But I did pay attention to Rice beating Texas the other night.
Yep.
That was cool.
And
that was cool.
Tabitha Brown, who's a
I saw that
transfer. She's at Rice. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yep.
Good for her.
And I saw Texas with my own eyes last weekend. Good Lord. The thing that you notice about
athletes.
The thing you notice about great volleyball programs, or thing I noticed, and I'm just really ground level volleyball guy, but rallies don't last long when you play teams like that.
Right.
Like if they're able to return your serve, it's probably going to turn into a point. Because they're not going to miss hit it very often. They're not going to have ball handling errors very often. If they have a decent pass to their setter, it's over. Because you got Olympians on the front line of the Nebraska, Penn State, BYU, Texas, programs like that. Fun to watch. And then you just throw it up to the ceiling, and they basically the kills are over or around the block because you can't get high enough. You know,
level of athlete.
Oh, my gosh.
Level of athlete is incredible.
Yes, very
much. I mean incredible. Just incredible. When I was doing the 4 years of my freelancing, it's funny the things that I started that I really looked forward to, and I got to do two Texas-Oklahoma volleyball matches.
Oh, man.
And it was – there were just freakish athletes all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was – you talk about an easy job – set the score and and the rotation and then shut up and let them play because it didn't need any accentuating. They were just so good. Fabulous.
And here comes another point.
Boy.
Bottom line.
And the way they finish.
Yeah.
To your point, I mean the way they finish with precision on the lines, I mean, you know, and the speed and the power that they finish with. The elevation above the net, which isn't easy, by the way. Go out and jump and just go see how far you get up a net. Those women are fantastic.
And some of those top-line outside hitters take 50, 60 swings per game. So
right.
They're on a pogo stick 50 times. So anyway, hats off to Chris Lamb and that volleyball schedule. It's been brutal. He's played virtually everybody in the top five except for Stanford, and they'll play Nebraska in a couple of days. The basketball schedule is out. Both of them are, men's and women's.
Mm-hmm.
So we will know, we now know what time they play, what channel they're on. They are the men, start with the men. They're on the CBS Sports Network six times. Starting in the Cancun Challenge. That's where you can find that tournament.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina, UNI, West Virginia.
Yeah, 26.
That's a fun gathering right there, and a competitive gathering.
The majority of the home schedule before league will be on Your View, Kansas, here locally. Cox Channel 22, 8 games on that.
Good.
Yeah, 8 big ones.
That's fun.
Uh-huh.
Good.
And the rest on ESPN family of networks. So they have too many to count. It's on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, or ESPN News.
In other words, not hard to follow Wichita State basketball.
No. If you got the ESPN tier, you'll see almost all of them. And, CBS Sports Network plucked 6. In addition to the Cancun Challenge, CBS Sports Network selected at UConn. Let's see. Tulane, USF, and Tulsa, according to this. I think that's right.
All right.
Okay, so there's 6 on the CBS Sports Network. The women, their schedule, they've got a bunch of home games like the men. They will, be on the American Digital Network against USF, ECU, and Tulane. That's after the first of the year, so you don't have to worry about that until a little later on. They're on ESPN3 4 times, so that'll be streaming. The Puerto Rico Challenge, or the Puerto Rico Classic they'll be playing in, will not be televised, and those will be morning games. Friday, December 20th and 21st. But leading up until then, they got a truckload of home games. They go to Oral Roberts, to Louisiana Tech, to Missouri State, to Creighton. The rest of them are at home from November 4th all the way through December 16th. So you can find those at GoShockers.com, of course. But finally, men's and women's basketball schedules are complete. Now we know when, where, and at what time. So there you go. All right, Jad, you got some sound for us, Eric Wedge. We got a exhibition game coming up tomorrow afternoon against Nebraska. This is kind of a new thing in college baseball. You're allowed a couple of exhibitions, and the Shockers will host Nebraska Saturday, and they will go to Missouri State at a later date. But this will be everybody's first look at an Eric Wedge-led team. Tuesday, the media met with him. I was out there. Now, this is Tuesday, so depending on what Eric says about today or tomorrow, whatever, this is Tuesday. But they got a scrimmage today and an exhibition with Nebraska tomorrow. Here's a little bit of what Eric Wedge had to say about his club.
Without a doubt, Saturday's a special day for us. In a lot of ways, it's a starting point for these young people, for myself. But regardless of what happens, we'll have something to work off of. And that's a positive. Well, I'm excited for us. I'm excited for the players. More importantly, just to play somebody in a different uniform. They've been playing so many inter-squad games, been practicing, working hard. But at some point in time, you got to play somebody else on the other side of the field. So we're looking forward to doing that on Saturday.
Now, one thing I've determined, Eric has his cliches down pat.
Yeah.
But I will give him this. He hasn't seen much, so he honestly doesn't have a lot to comment on as far as individuals, which he deflected a couple of different times when asked, are there any individuals that stick out to you? And I kind of applaud him for that. He kept it general. But he was asked what they need to work on and what they've been working on lately.
Yeah, I don't like to use this word too much, but our consistency has to be better. Our bad has to be better for our good to be great. And, those are just foundation pieces that we have to continue to work on. As we build.
God, he sounds right. The verbiage is perfect. Perfect.
Now, the one thing he did get specific on was what he's looking forward to tomorrow, that scrimmage.
I hope the curiosity gets the best of them and they come out here on Saturday. Now's the time to get on board because not too far from now, everybody will be. Right now, get on board here and watch the process and be a part of that process as we build and as these kids continue to work and get better. This was a special program for a long time. It's going to be a special program again. The only thing we're not sure about is the timetable. Nobody's smart enough, myself included, to figure that one out. But what we can do is make sure we do everything we need to do every single day, continue to build, and eventually, you knock that door down.
I said scrimmage. It's not a scrimmage. It's an exhibition. That's what he was talking
sure.
about. He wants people to come out check out Wichita State and Nebraska. I asked him about will that exhibition be normal baseball in addition to, working a bunch of different pitchers and position players in there. He thought that they may play 11 or 12 innings. That's the only departure from a quote-unquote normal baseball game that you can expect to see tomorrow if you go to the Wichita State-Nebraska exhibition.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Temperature's supposed to be low 80s with maybe a little bit of a breeze, but that's no big deal.
Yeah, maybe a little rain. That would really suck if that happens. But
that would suck.
Who knows?
That would suck. But, get yourself some Shocker baseball. And my curiosity factor is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I've been out there a couple times watching him practice, and I got to say he has stripped everything down to ground zero. Fundamentals, the boring stuff, honestly.
You mean the stuff that makes you win?
Yeah, the little things that turn into big things, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't end up beating yourself? Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating because of his background in professional baseball. And we've talked about this before a little bit. It's like he's used to dealing with men at the absolute highest level of professional baseball. On the other hand, he was in the shoes of these kids now. He went to Wichita State. He was a not exactly a heralded freshman catcher coming out of Indiana, and he turned himself into you know, a legendary player at Wichita State. So he knows what these guys are going through. He's run the gamut. Now, can he, you know, impart some of that knowledge and the importance of the game to these kids? Because now he's dealing with kids again. And I do feel bad for him and the other coaches, except for Mike Pelfrey, and the fact that, all right, what do we got? I don't know. You know, you're coming in kind of blind. Basically, you have to run a tryout of the guys coming back. So you're like, okay, how much do I like these guys?
Well, I mean, what do you know? You know, we have guys that can throw it to the right base, that can catch it, that can try to put a good swing on it, guys that back up throws to the outfield, that are back in. I mean, we're in the right place. All you can do is put guys in the right place fundamentally and then hope that their skill set is good enough, and then you figure it out. It'll be a great learning tool for Eric and his staff this weekend, I think, more than anything. I mean, because I just for that reason alone. Oh, okay, this is how our talent matches up against a Big Ten program.
You know what this is all about to me? And it's not just a Wichita State thing. It's a 2019 thing. Teaching travel ball kids how to win baseball games.
Yeah, that's a damn good way to put it.
You know?
It really is. Yeah.
We're in the world of tryouts and travel ball and you know, basically just showing off and showing your skills, but you still got to, you know, hit behind runners, throw to the right base, take the out when they give it to you.
Got to play baseball.
Just baseball.
Got to play baseball.
Yeah, 101 type stuff.
Yeah, so. And, you know, that sounds ridiculous to a lot of people, but there's truth in that. It's stunning how much I watch college baseball and or even Major League Baseball, and there are basics to the game that you think, wait a minute, shouldn't that be easier to do? Why aren't they doing this? But that's neither here nor there. That'll be a fun thing to talk about come Monday. By the way, just for fun, quick purvey of the Wichita State schedule. I'm going with 23. 23 and a half is my over-under.
W's? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go indeed.
Let's go. Come on. 13 wins in the conference, 10 outside of it, right?
You say so.
13.
I love your hubris.
Hey, I'm not. I don't have to hold myself accountable to anything.
We'll forget by next week. Yeah.
Why start? Yeah, exactly. Hey, just having fun. All right, let's get to it. Jerry Johnson in. He is your State Farm picker this week as we get to our State Farm insurance picks of the week. Sports Daily tradition right here on KFH. Back in a sec.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.